Om Shanti, dear double foreigners. We are double lucky today. We have two Baba's special jewels here with us, Sudestiti and Sister Chanti. So maybe we show our appreciation by waving. Thank you for being with us.
Om Shanti. I have been seeing some of you downstairs for the integrated retreat, but I'm seeing several others who weren't downstairs but were here up above, and I'm curious about who has been in Madhuban for a few days, Gyan Srover, for a few days already. Okay, thank you. And who's going to be leaving before Baba's next meeting on the 25th? So I'm assuming you met Baba in the last meeting, is that right? You didn't. Astrid didn't. You came after and you're leaving before. Okay, tight schedule. And so who will be here after the 26th? Okay, so it'll be a good number. Why I'm asking is because I leave on the 19th. I leave on the 19th to go to Orissa, in particular a place called Cuttack. Who's heard of Cuttack? A few. And then I'll be back on the 24th, just before Baba, on the 25th. And then 26th is the actual day of Shivratri. So it's just a few days away, and especially because the soul who's the sister in charge of that particular center, I was with her in Agra in 1969. 68 and 69, October 68 through to April 69, and so we were together for several months, and she's now quite old and not very well, and so I said, okay, before she flies away, I should better go and see her, and also of course service. Because there are so many departures at the present time. Have you noticed? Especially in the UK, I don't know whether it's a speciality, but at the moment many, many souls seem to be flying away. So, I just wanted to meet you all and say hello, especially for some who I didn't meet downstairs and I'm not going to meet when I come back after Baba's meeting. So just to meet you all and ask if everyone's okay. Everyone well? One of the beautiful things this time is that I think that there were a few people who were unwell physically in Shantivan, and here also I don't think there have been many who have been unwell. A few maybe.
Majority have come.
But it's, I think, partly credit to the fact that it wasn't so cold, at least not downstairs. And secondly, the attention to the water and the hygiene and the food and all of the things that were being cared for downstairs with a lot of attention. As you saw, Shantivan went out of its way to make sure that everybody got what they needed for their health. And I think the same is also happening in Gyan Srover. So there's been major, major steps forward taken in that whole subject in the last few years. So it's beautiful that Madhuban has accepted all the changes and additions and everything. Who enjoyed the Murli yesterday, the Avyakt Murli? who feels that Baba was speaking to them? Definitely Baba was speaking to all of us, because we are all the ancestors and therefore also the ones who are worship worthy. In Hindi the two words are very close, Purvaj and Pujya. And so Purvaj, the ancestors, and Pujya, the worship worthy ones. And so sitting at the trunk of the tree, the base of the tree, and the roots of the tree, we know that it's our yoga power that's going to reach out through the whole tree. And Baba said, not just the trunk and the branches and the twigs, but even every single leaf. So just imagine the whole tree, and can you count the leaves on a tree? Impossible. Even with computers, I think it would be difficult to count the leaves on a tree. But with all of that, Baba is saying, you are the ones who give power and sustenance to the whole tree with yoga power, connected directly with the seed, and therefore able to give sakash to the whole tree. But of course Baba praises us and also then tells us very, very clearly what it is we have to do, what we have to renounce, and what are the things that we have to inculcate. And so Baba's Murali is a very clear mirror in which to see where we are at, but also what it is we have to do. And so can I see myself as an ancestor? And am I able to be free from all the three things that Baba talked about, the par, the other? You know this word paraya in English? I only realized a few years ago that it actually came from the Hindi term. And in Hindi, paraya is mean an outsider, another. And in the context it's used in English, like, I don't want to be political, but Putin is being given the title pariah in the sense that whatever is the general feeling of the community, he's outside that community. And so, of course, he's been isolated for some years now, 3 years to be precise. But now it seems as if something's going to change. Let's watch the drama. But it is a fact that we are seeing things move very, very fast. Not just in climate change, you've been hearing me talk about that for a couple of years now. But when you see that the glaciers are melting, there's very little sea ice that's going. Last year's statistics about sea ice were the lowest that they've ever had on record. And this year, the sea ice is melting and it's probably going to be even less than last year. And on one level, what does it matter to me if the sea ice is melting? So what? But no, it has a huge impact on climate, because the ice was, the white, was reflecting the sunlight back up. And so the heat wasn't getting down below. And with the white ice gone, then it's the grey water, and the grey water is absorbing the heat. And so they can't tell what the impact of that is going to be, because they've never seen a scenario like this before, where the Antarctica is also now brown mountains in some places. So that's just one subject, but the rest of the things you know about anyway. But it's just a very powerful reminder that this is the year that we really have to make effort for ourselves and also do the service we want to do for the world. And of course Baba has emphasized Mansa Seva as being the most powerful service of all. But with Mansa Seva also, we need to share Baba's introduction with the world so that they know who to connect with before we journey home. If they know who is God just in the final moment, I'm going too fast. Oh, okay. So, the situation with the world is on one side, and with the yajna, we also see all the original group flying away, and just one, Dadiratanmoini, left. But she's also in silence. She reads Murali to a small group, and she's reading it to herself in the evenings, but she's not really reading Murali even in class. Just Srishti. But we've seen this in the other dadis too. As they approach that point of departure, then Dadi Prakashmani, she went into silence. Dadi Janki was speaking less and less. Dadi Gulzar was in silence. And of course, Bap Dada himself, even in the last few months, it was mostly Drishti and just a very short passage. And Baba often tells us, well, Baba has told you everything. Is there anything that Baba didn't tell you about? You know everything. And so what you now have to do is just follow that through in your life. Just practice the things that Baba's talking about. So the three pars and the one par to absorb. And so the three things, waste thoughts about others, waste drishti about others, the vision of others. So pure thoughts about the self, pure thoughts in terms of swadarshan, pardarshan, swadarshan, the two opposites. So when my vision is out there, then I'm going to notice all sorts of things. But when my vision is focused inside, swadarshan, seeing the self. But also Baba had talked about swachintan a little while ago. So not just the cycle, but specifically Baba had mentioned thinking about the original qualities and titles of the soul. So lots and lots of material for pure thoughts up here. So par chintan, par darshan, and of course wasteful words and actions. So all of that, to remove that and let every thought be pure and clean and powerful, so that then we're able to serve others with thoughts of upliftment. And so for that also Baba said that's the fourth one, but the fourth par is the one for upliftment, to be able to uplift all. And so Baba gives us beautiful instructions, and what we have to do is to simply follow them. Can you see your destination? Is it near or far? Near? Who thinks the destination is very close? And who thinks it's a little bit distant? And then there are some who are thinking, okay, well, it's a bit far, but I'll make it in time. Anyone like that? So there's some in each category. But I'm sure that being in Madhuban, you'll begin to have a vision of the destination being very close and be able to move towards that with Baba's power. You know, they have an expression in English called Godspeed. They don't use it so much anymore. But the technical translation of that or interpretation of that would be, well, speed on your way with God's help or God's protection. And for us, Godspeed is, with God's power, move ahead very fast. And so Baba reminding us that special power is available, especially at this time. The power to be able to change our vision, the power to be able to let go of my and mine, And Hindi words again, very close. Mera, you know, Mera Baba. So my, and Tera. Tera, yours. So Mera Baba is fine, but Mera, anything else, is going to be a trap and bondage. And so to have the thought that this body is for Baba, my mind is for Baba, my resources, my wealth is for Baba, but also my breath, my time, my thoughts, my energy is for Baba, yours. People often say, what is surrender? And different people interpret surrender in different ways. But it's not a question of where I live, or whether I have a job or I don't have a job. But more it's a question of, am I ready to give all that I have, my thoughts, my time, my energy, everything to Baba, so that Baba can use it for the establishment of the new world, but also for my own progress and benefit. So I think that yesterday's murli is a beautiful murli to carry away with yourself, so that you're able to really experience the power of Madhuban and carry that power with you. I'm going to ask Sudeshpen to share her thoughts, and then after that we can open up for any questions that you may have.
Om Shanti. First of all, it's a beautiful thing that all of us meet together, especially CNC and SEAS and all other different responsible groups, once in a year, this gathering together makes many things very much clear, and also learning, understanding from each other. So Baba teaches us, but we also learn from each other. It is giving and receiving. Beautiful time, and especially when Europe comes together, UK and Europe and Middle East, these three Ganges meet together, and it is just like meeting Ganges meeting with the ocean of information, planning, future, what has been happening in the past, what is in the present, apart from what Baba's murlis we have together, and with very good opportunity of actually bathing in the experience of all the Ganges from India and abroad. Every day, different teachers are there. Most of you have actually come. In fact, if we raise the hand from there, how many of you were not there in Shantivan for this program, for CNC or NC? Yeah. Rest of this were here. So I don't need to repeat that. This morning I shared with you that how beautiful it was. But actually, in the morning class, I shared the beauty, the hospitality, the support for each other, and that was wonderful. And Baba's murli also, when the classes are churning from everyone, it is just like the same ocean, but you go and you bathe in a different beach. Ocean is the same, but then the sight and beauty of everything is different. In the same way, though all were sharing Baba's knowledge, but each one was presenting different experiences, some of them most of them actually have met Baba. All the seniors have met Baba and shared how Baba, not only Baba, Didis, Mama, gave the sustenance at that time, though it part was a short time, was a part where was not so much expansion. All had come from Karachi, and it was a complete, totally other way around. There in Karachi, they were being sustained like the prince and princesses. And I think that experience they were having, you were having, we were having in Shantivan Paras much more than that. What in Karachi was. Karachi was godly love and establishment of the yajna. Mama, Baba together, tapasya together, yoga together, walking together, hear it of course, then classes together, meeting together. Its beauty was its own and here the beauty was different. And the effort that Madhuban Nivasis, Shantivan Nivasis have made to make everyone happy of actually not only three times serving, but five or six times serving. Man means the breakfast we had, lunch, a dinner, but morning tea, morning snack, afternoon tea. So it was a different kind of sustenance, but was very royal sustenance. But what I want to share, that even the time came when there was in Madhuban not the same sustenance and yajna what, with that richness, that power, that royalty, but simplicity brought a real relationship. And at the time of happiness you are with Baba, at the time when there is not so prosperity, and yet real prosperity of purity, spiritual love, godly wisdom, spiritual company, that was it that many souls received. And then a time came when Baba had to send all the majority to go and serve, giving them the power that you two sisters going together and starting the place from nothing. Only one or two dresses they will take with them, two dresses, just in a cloth bag. That was their property. Some didn't have even the ticket, but then somehow the ticket collector in the train would understand that these are yogis, and station master would recommend, it's okay, they are yogis, then let them go to the place they have to go. How Baba help at the time? In the beggary part, when faith is there, when love is there, dedication is there, and from nothing, where they reached, especially all the Adis who sustained us, gave that experience of Brahma Baba. And Brahma Baba gave such wonderful experience at the time of ordinary state. One example I would like to share with you of Brahma Baba. One day in the night, when this part was to have everything limited, Bholi Dadi came to Baba and said, Baba, the milk is spoiled. We have only limited milk. And this group which is present here at that moment from South India, they always like to have your meals, buttermilk with rice. Rice and buttermilk, that is their main meal. With them they are happy. But, and everyone also likes, from coming from Punjab side, they want to have milk in the night. Majority would have milk before sleeping in the night. And so, half of the milk is spoiled now. Now half is there. If I make yogurt, then it means there's no milk at this time to give to the those who come to get milk. I was also there actually in Baba's room at that time to say good night. Baba said, "Acha, milk is gone bad." "Yes, I will come and give milk." And I was amazed. I thought, she's saying, there's no milk, there is not enough milk for tomorrow yogurt, and not milk, actually, really no milk to give at this time. So how should we announce? What should we do? And Baba saying, "I am coming to give milk." Anyway, Baba came. When Baba came in there, this used to be very small kitchen, but veranda, and there it was, kitchen, small kitchen was made in Pandabhavan. And we had this ancient time of type of heater, or what it is called, the oven. Achha. So, Baba started giving milk, and the sound spread. Baba is giving milk, Baba is giving milk. Even those who have gone to sleep, they woke up. They came and got the milk. Even then, after giving this, it was enough milk there that they could make yogurt for those who need yogurt, they need buttermilk in the morning. So what was it? The milk did not increase. Baba was giving milk and he had this pot of milk. When sister used to give milk, everybody would wait, their cup is full. Right? They keep it there until it has become full. And when Baba came, they did not look at milk. They were looking at Baba's drishti. And Baba was giving drishti, and milk was only that much of her cup. So what Baba filled the cup with, not with the milk, but he filled the cup with the love, with that feeling that the children have. And everyone was satisfied, and next day yogurt was also there. So this was how Baba's sustenance, never saying no, and yet giving and giving satisfaction to everyone.
Real story. When you hear the story of the five fishes and the loaves of bread, you wonder how did it happen. So now you know how it happened. Any questions? Gyan questions? Yes. Or yes. Practical questions about what's happening and what to do in the next few days to prepare for Baba? This is your opportunity.
Om Shanti. I wonder if you can explain a little bit how you do self-service in all the service you do.
I'll share my thoughts and Didi will also do the same. If the morning hours are used well, then your battery is truly recharged. And the Murali gives you a huge amount of nourishment for the intellect. I picked up yesterday's Murali, but today's Murali was no less. Very, very beautiful, the thread of the Murali. Do you recognize who has come as your guest, who you've been inviting for half a kalpa? So every day Baba has such beautiful points that if you just reflect on them, it fills you with everything. And so for me, that's my major sustenance. And then through the day, Yes, there's the practice of being a soul and seeing others as a soul. And again, today's Murali was very lovely. Why is it that we get tired? We get tired because the soul gets tired. But if the soul is experiencing happiness and there's something that comes along that you're interested in, the tiredness flies away. And then it's not the body that's experiencing the tiredness first, it's the soul. But if you keep the soul engaged with Baba and aware of the fortune that Baba's giving, that also is a constant refreshment. And then yes, it's true that for Laukik people, 7 to 8 hours of sleep is a must. And I don't know any Brahmin who has sleep for more than 6 hours. Even 6 hours is a luxury. But 4, 5, maybe 6. And so it's the recharging of the inner battery by Baba. And so you keep going with that awareness of fortune, the awareness of Baba's love. And I was looking at somebody today. She's now 80 years old and she carries a stick to walk with. But the amount of energy she had put into, she's the main person in the secretariat for the Global Integrated Media Gym. I'm talking about Karen from Portland, Oregon, California. She was in California when she came to Baba. And now she's been holding the fort with Jim for many years, probably for the last 11 years. And so where's she getting this energy from? If you see her try to walk, you say, how is she going to manage anything? But when she starts sitting at the computer and doing all the things for Jim, then everything's amazing. She got together today's program in a beautiful way. So, just proof that whatever's happening with the body is secondary, but what's happening with the soul is primary. And so, the right thoughts, the right attitude, the right vision, and you recharge yourself. You don't lose energy, you gain energy. We saw it with Dadi. Dadi would be out of action, then suddenly she would be okay. And she would meet a group of people and she'd have more energy than she had before. And so it was like blessings from Baba, but also blessings from those whom you've served. That gives a lot of help if it's in the right consciousness. If it's in the I consciousness, I'm doing this, then that's a problem. But if it's Baba doing it and I'm just an instrument, it's easy. So even as you serve, it's not actually you that's giving, it's Baba that's giving to you, and you're getting blessings from others. If you come here, it's better than others can see you also, and tell us your name and where you're from.
Om Shanti, Maria Regina, Philippines, Italy. Just for the question, how can you tell when it's you have to deal with the mind or the soul?
How to deal with the mind?
Like you were talking about, it's the soul.
Oh, mind.
The soul that's the one responsible for the tiredness. How do you know when it's the mind that runs around like a wild horse, or it's the complete soul, mind, intellect, sanskar?
Well, you know when your mind has been overworking, this feels really heavy. And it also creates confusion. Too many thoughts are really creating confusion. And so you know very clearly that things are not right. But if you stop, just come back here and experience the stillness and the silence of who I am. I, the eternal shining light. Complete difference. And so just check and see what it is. And yes, it's a fact that I think everybody's had that experience. You don't have to raise your hands or anything. But you haven't done very much work as such. Definitely you haven't done any physical work. And you haven't even done any other type of work. But just thinking, overthinking, and you're exhausted. So very, very lovely that Baba took it up this morning.
And it is also when we are waste thoughts, that also gets thinking. As Baba says, paramat, influence of others also make thought, not only tired us, but it is like tied, the intellect gets tied. And you cannot move forward. And that another thing is it becomes heaviness. If there's heaviness that you don't feel, you cannot sleep or it is tired. But when it is really extra intoxication, Baba's love to serve others, even the body has done a lot, but then mind is fresh, mind is not tired. Baba's experience, that Baba used to sleep very short time and give love and power the whole day, being busy with mother, with others, with children. But then it is neither the body is tired nor the mind is tired, the soul is tired. Soul tired not only within mind, it is not only the mind gets tired, intellect is also makes you tired. And then the sanskaras of being tied with them, then makes heavy as well. So you are heavy, you are tired, you are restless, everything then comes together. So body must rest then. Then it is also important to make the body rest, but it will be only when I am relaxed and mind is free. And sometimes you can see when we are, this is also noticed, when we sit in meditation, majority, they say, we cannot sleep, we cannot sleep. And when they are meditating, go to sleep without making effort. What it is? Because at that time one thought is there that I want to remember Baba, though I can remember or not, but that silence and concentration, door of that concentration also makes you sleep. But we understand that our churning and loveful communication with Baba, then you are awake and yet you are resting and you feel that you had good rest. Short time, but good rest. Yeah.
Everyone content. Very good.
From where, which place? Because different countries, so then we can have the information.
Okay. Those from Spain, raise your hands. Those from Portugal.
Oh,
yeah, big group from Portugal.
This time Portugal is full.
Okay, then from France.
Yeah.
Big group from France.
Because, yeah.
And then from Holland. One. Two. Two. Some are still downstairs.
Yeah.
And then from Belgium, a few. And then from Germany.
So many have been downstairs, I think.
Many are still down. Mm. Some have come up, but many are still down. Mm. Greece, anyone from Greece? There was somebody downstairs, but not here. Mm. Italy? Lovely. Austria? Yes? No? Yes. Not sure whether you're from Austria or not from Austria. You raise your hand and put it down again. Okay, the group from Austria was downstairs also. Some might even be in Pandavavan, I think. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I think we've covered Poland, downstairs also quite a big group, yeah. Mm. Lithuania, okay, lovely.
Yeah.
Anywhere else that I'm missing in Europe? Right, the Balkans. Okay, Romania and Macedonia. I'm Serb, Bosnia, yes, yeah. Okay, right.
And Nordic countries.
That's right. Finland, Sweden, okay. Denmark, downstairs again. Anywhere else?
Iceland.
Ah, yes. Oh, three. Okay. And then from the Middle East, anyone from the UAE? Turkey. Okay, lovely. Okay, UAE, it's one again, big group downstairs. And Oman, Israel, few people downstairs again from Israel. Iran, we have a nice group from Iran here. Very good. Sorry? UK? UK? Not such a big group this time. Again, I think a lot in Pandapavan probably. Anywhere else? All of us, we'll all raise our hands. Good reminder. Okay. I have a question. There were a few people who wanted to see me downstairs. I didn't note it down at that time, but if there are people who did want to see me and I didn't get round to seeing them, can you raise your hands? Especially if you're going before the 19th. It's already the 17th, so tomorrow just one day. No one? Okay. But Crystal, you'll be here for... Ah, okay. So I'll be back before then. Okay. So we'll fix the time later. Who? Shanti. That's right. Okay. When is Shanti leaving? Okay, after the 24th. Okay. Okay, that's not too bad. I think I covered most of the people on the list. Okay, the Balkans group. When are you leaving? 28th. Okay, sure. So no rush for that also. Didi Sudesh, of course, is going to be here, so you'll be getting lots of opportunities to meet with her. But this was just for people who had anything else to say. Lithuania, okay? Good. Okay, so for a change, we finish our meeting earlier than we expected. So time for you to just get some fresh air and whatever, and then you can join the welcome program. And even those who've been downstairs and had their welcome there, you can still come to the welcome this evening. Because again, it'll be different group, different atmosphere, and a welcome to Gyan Sarovar. Okay. Thank you for coming at short notice. I think you only knew about this meeting this morning, right? Not before. But you all made it. Okay. A few minutes of silence, and then I know I have to meet, I'd like to meet Amelia and Radha. I'm just here in the backstage for a few minutes. Thank you. Om Shanti.
There would be also possibility to meet different groups from different countries, and so if there would be any questions or any queries, so make the group leader can collect it, and then we can also have share the time, that time with different groups to clear anything needs clarity or questions are there.